Maestris, Perk Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Perish Shetroman Ashalu Nigmaro Malachton. So if one's able to eat fruits, Arai, he's able to snack on them. But what happens if he takes off Truma before the Gemar Malacha? So he actually takes off Truma before he has to, before the Gemar Malacha, before it's taken to the Shuk, before it's put into the heap, and so on and so forth. Rabbi Eliezer Oyser Milechum Hem Arai. Rabbi Eliezer says what happens here is the fact that he takes off Truma, there's a certain kvius that happens here, and he's no longer allowed to eat Arai. Now, he took off Truma, so what's the problem? So there's two other problems. You have Meiser Sheni here, and you also have Trumas Meiser. So because of that, he's no longer allowed to eat it Arai, like he would in the past. V'chacham ematirin. V'chacham say it's mutter. Because the Meiser, you could still eat it Arai, so he took off Truma. There's no kvius by taking off Truma. Chutz mi kalkolos te'enim. Except for kalkolos te'enim, what's the reason? Because when you have a basket of figs, so even though we said in the previous parak that figs, the Gemar Malacha by figs, is when you smooth it out or things like that, but sometimes the Tosfos Yontif explains that people would not do that, and by the fact that the guy's taking off Truma while it's in the basket, he's showing that this is the Gemar Malacha for him. So by the fact that he does it, so now he's chayiv in Shumas Meiser and Meiser Sheni, so he no longer can eat it Arai anymore. Kalkulus Te'enim Shetroma. So the Mishnah continues. Therefore, this kalkulus Te'enim, this basket of Te'enim that he took off Truma, Rabbi Shimon Matir v'Chum Eisrin. Rabbi Shimon matters it, and the Chum aser it. It's an interesting way, funny way that the Mishnah is speaking this out. The Mefarshim, the Taisus Anshe Shem, goes into why it said it this way, because we just said the Chum aser kalkulus Te'enim, but we repeated it again, Rabbi Shimon matters and Chum aser. We're bringing up Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon matters kalkulus Te'enim, that even if there's this basket of Te'enim, even if he takes off Truma in a kalkula, in this basket, where we said that was the one exception where the Chum agreed to Rebbe Eliezer that taking off Truma will be its Gemar Malacha and its Kvias for the other items from Meiser Sheni and Truma's Meiser, still, even on this, Rebbe Shimon still matters. And what's the reason Rebbe Shimon matters? So they bring, the Taisi Santa brings the Ushalmi, that there's a Kal V'Chomer that when you had three types of Zikas of Truma, where you had Truma Gedola, Meiser Sheni, and Trumas Meiser, you were still allowed to snack on it. So Kal V'Chomer, when you take off Truma and there's only two of them that are left, which is Meiser Sheni and Trumas Meiser, of course you should still be allowed to snack on it. And like we've just said earlier, the Chum Aser it, because even though that's true, L'Meiser, he took off Truma and he showed that he wanted this to be the Gemar Malacha in a certain sense. So there is this Gemar Malacha here, and therefore he's no longer allowed to eat it Arai, according to Chacham.